Unit 10. People and Opinions. Reading 1. Toni Morrison. Her Life and Works. Nobel laureate and Pulitzer Prize-winning American author Toni Morrison was born Chloe Anthony Wofford in 1931, the second of four children. Her parents, George and Rama Willis Wofford, had relocated from the southern United States to Ohio before her birth to escape racism. Both were hard-working religious people who instilled a love for storytelling and black cultural heritage in their children. Morrison's mother was a housewife and member of the church choir, and her father, a shipyard welder, worked three jobs simultaneously for nearly 17 years while the Wofford children were growing up. Morrison recalls her childhood in Lorain, Ohio, in a generally positive light. Ohio offers an escape from stereotyped black settings. It is neither plantation nor ghetto. The mixed population of her hometown, Lorain, consisting of Southern blacks, immigrant Europeans, and Mexicans, also provided fertile ground for racial friction and violence. When Chloe was two, her family home was set ablaze with the family inside. "People set our house on fire to evict us," recalls Morrison. This incident intensified her father's already deeply distrustful attitude towards whites, as Morrison explains. He simply felt that he was better, superior to all white people. He was very clear about what the dangers were, and very clear about what he wanted for his children. These early influences, her family's reverence for black culture, and storytelling combined with experiences creating a basic mistrust of white culture, were evidently catalysts for the literature Morrison would author as an adult. As Morrison herself observes, there are few white characters in her novels, and her stories don't describe relationships between blacks and whites. The fictional universe she creates seeks instead to create awareness and respect for the black experience by focusing on relationships within the black community. In school, Chloe showed an early interest in literature with her favorite authors including Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, Flaubert, and Austen. Subsequent to graduating with honors from Lorain High School in 1949, she majored in English at Howard University in Washington, D.C. It was during her time at Howard that she changed her name to Toni, a shortened version of her middle name. She graduated with a B.A. in 1953 and went on to complete a master's degree at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York in 1955. Toni Wofford took her first teaching job at Texas Southern University in Houston. In 1957, after 2 years in Houston, she accepted a teaching position at Howard University, where she met Harold Morrison, the man who would become her husband the following year. Harold and Toni had two sons, Harold Ford and Slade Kevin, but they gradually came to realize that they were not satisfied in their relationship. Pushed by growing discontent in her marriage, Morrison joined a writing group as a means of coping with her unhappiness, spending time in the company of others who shared her love for literature. While participating in this group, Morrison wrote a short story about a little black girl who prayed to God for blue eyes, a piece she would later rework to produce her first novel, The Bluest Eye, published in 1970. After divorcing her husband in 1964, she was hired as an associate editor with Random House in Syracuse, New York. Morrison stayed with Random House for the next 20 years, during which time, in addition to The Bluest Eye, she published three more novels, Sula, 1973, Song of Solomon, 1977, and Tar Baby, 1981. In 1984, Morrison took a teaching position at the State University of New York in Albany, where she completed perhaps her finest novel, Beloved, which was published in 1987. That same year, Morrison became the first black female author to obtain a named chair at an Ivy League university by accepting the Robert F. Goheen Professor in the Council of Humanities at Princeton. In 1988, Beloved won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. During the 1990s, Morrison published two more novels, Jazz, 1992, and Paradise, 1998. Her latest novel, Love, was published in 2003. In 1993, Toni Morrison was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. She still lives and works in Princeton, New Jersey.